love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm
too I robbed free. You blind, I left you crying, I played you for a fool, but you're the one who let me admit it. It was good for you too.
This is Julie Ramke, Jules Song from Big Damn Chefs, the International Brown Coat Charity Cookbook at www.bigdamnchefs.com and Can't Take the Sky Brown Coat Radio at Live 365. And you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
I have a plan. I'm going to be doomed to suffer a life of eternal bad luck with women. A toast.
Stupid Anya doesn't understand the way humans live.
Spike, sorry to say, not creepy.
If I wanted to put the frighteners on you, you'd know about it.
He's my fiancé. We're gonna get married in April. We've got a lot to prepare.
I'm having to take care of everything while Giles falls to pieces in his own quiet British way. You don't see me being handed a plaque.
And now, episode 9 of Buffy Between the Lines, a dish served cold.
Anyanka, excellent work, as always.
Thank you, Tahafrin.
Arash Mahar is all abuzz. There's even talk of a promotion. Keep this up and you'll find yourself in the inner circle before the 19th century.
That's the only reward I need. I live to grant the wishes of Scornfirmin.
Where is the lucky girl? Is she pleased?
Oh, you see that girl in white, hanging from the tree?
Ah, yes. Tut tut. Suicide? And on her wedding day, no less. What was the wish, exactly?
She was in love with a poor tailor, but her father forced her into marriage with a wealthy merchant instead. She wished the wedding would have never happened.
So you summoned a pack of Priomotu demons to burn the town down. I guess the bride didn't appreciate the way her wish turned out. But in vengeance, there's no satisfaction guarantee. Oh, speaking of Priomotus, where did that pack leader get to? Assuming you're finished with him.
Oh, yes. I believe my work here is done.
And done well. Don't forget that, my dear. You are truly my star pupil.
Thank you. Oh, there he is.
Where?
You see? Standing there, on that mound of corpses, holding the severed head.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Anyanka. See you back in Arash Mahar. Oh, and come by my place this evening. We're playing cribbage with the wolf, ram, and harp tonight. Lloyd is bringing his famous shepherd's pie.
Oh, I'll bring cookies. Goodbye.
You there, excuse me?
Roar?
Yes, you there with the head. Did you bring me the item?
Roar?
The item. You know. That's it. It's so dainty. Oh, and look, there's a pretty pony carved on it. Who could guess such a small thing could do so much damage? Evil works in such marvelous ways. Oh, it will make a simply fantastic housewarming gift for a dear friend.
Wow.
So, how much do I owe you? Do you take kittens?
We'll be right back.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
There are so many podcasts out there. Some are good and some are...
disgusting.
Oh, they're not that bad.
Oh, no.
Take the one called Dancing with Elephants, for example. It's family safe.
I told you.
Join Greg, Tanya, Nikolai, and Caleb.
Wow.
Find them at dancingwithelephants.com and join the fun.
Okay, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Hey there. What you up to, Anya?
Purchasing you some lovely frocks on eBay in case your womanly curves return. I don't want you stretching out all my good dresses again with your load-bearing hips.
Ha ha, very funny. And my hips are not load-bearing. What are you really doing?
Just leaving feedback for this antique bridal veil. I bought it for a song. What do you think, Xander?
Oh, it's fabulous. Is that silk embroidery? Oh, God, somebody please kill me. I thought my Xanderella phase would have worn off by now. I think I need to go watch some football and imbibe many beers. Perhaps dig up some of Uncle Rory's Playboy archive.
Oh, vintage Playboy. We could make a killing selling those online. They're quite collectible.
What? No way. Those Playboys are the Harris legacy.
Oh, sure. In every generation, one Harris possesses and passes on the Playmate centerfolds and the Jergens hand lotion.
Hey, now, don't forget the articles.
I have never understood the need to sexualize such a sinister creature.
Will you please move past the bunny thing already? I only asked you to wear the outfit once.
Anya, have you seen the calculator?
It's in the cash drawer.
I'll be in back, working on the books.
That's the Giles we know and love. Hitting the books, making with the research.
Yes, the accounting books.
Wow. Abrupt much?
I'm worried about Giles.
What? He's the little engine that could.
Please, the man is holding on by a thread. He's muttering about leaving again, and he's invested all of his money in some Glenfiddich character.
Oh, you mean the drink, as in to be drunk. That Glen is really classy stuff, though. My father prefers the $4 old granddad.
Your father drinks elderly grandparents? He never seemed like a vamp, though you only let him meet me that one time, and he just seemed like a mean old drunk to me.
Okay, subject change. Let's talk veils. Isn't it bad luck to see the veil before the,
You can't even say it. And as far as luck goes, it was probably bad luck to propose to me on the eve of an apocalypse.
Better safe than sorry, I always say. Well, actually, I don't think those words have ever passed my lips before.
Xander, please focus. The veil?
It's great on. But I'm not so sure you should be buying wedding things yet. I mean, we haven't even set the date.
I've been studying these bridal magazines the entire summer, and really, this nuptial thing is a total racket, clearly run by the forces of darkness. The most mundane items are sold for completely inflated prices. It's practically sinister how much they charge for an engraved liquor flask and videographers. I'm thinking of adding a wedding section to the magic box, cake toppers, hand fasting supplies, etc.
Anya, please, my breasts are starting to return just listening to you.
Fine, but you should thank me. Instead of spending your hard-earned money on full retail paraphernalia, I hit eBay looking for deals and found this gorgeous veil. Oh, look, someone has the Urn of Osiris for criminally low starting bid. Gotta put that one on my watch list.
I'm all for the cheap, but it just seems a bit hasty to stock up on lace doilies and pick china patterns.
Well, I could go with the traditional garb of a Uterian demon, but I don't think that grubworms and balaskins go well with my current haircut.
Forget what I said, okay? Doily to your heart's content. Just keep it on the QT. I still don't think this is the best time to make with the tidings of joy.
But Xander, you said you would tell them when your penis returned to its former glory.
Well, now that my ears are bleeding...
What now?
Have you seen the ledgers from July?
Top shelf on the left. I already took care of them.
Ah, yes. Good then. Just trying to tidy up the loose ends.
How could you think of walking away from this capitalistic cash cow?
Anya.
Oh, and we need you and would miss you greatly.
Really, Anya, this is not the time for this discussion. Has Dawn been rifling in the restricted area again? Several of the dark magic books are out of place, and where is Dawn?
Hi, Xander. How's your day been going? Just swell, Giles. And you? Smashing. I have tea and fresh scones for you in my office. How delightful.
Yes, dreadfully sorry. Hello, Xander.
Hey, Don's with Willow, I think. Perhaps we should lowjack her in the future to be safe.
A little help here?
My, Willow, what a large parcel you have.
What is that? I don't have a shipment scheduled for today.
Dunno. The UPS man ambushed me with a clipboard outside the door.
Why didn't he come in?
Seemed a little spooked. Perhaps he's not of the magically open-minded.
Or it could be the mummy hand shipment that nearly choked him to death last week.
Or the fact that Giles yelled at him about breaking a bunch of crystal balls a couple months back.
Or that. Anyway, the label says it's a big dry erase board or something.
Well, put it in the training room and we'll sort it out later. Did you drop Dawn off with Tara?
What? No, I thought Xander was picking her up from ballet.
No. I had a meeting with the site foreman, remember? I thought you were picking her up.
No, I had to pull a fast one on Sunnydale Family Services again.
Since when is Dawn taking ballet?
I suggested it. It's a nice after-school activity. With all that's been going on, at first losing Joyce, and then Buffy, and most recently Candace, I thought it would be a nice welcome distraction.
Well, she must be with Tara, then.
Spike?
No one seems to listen to my opinion on this, but sadistic mass-murdering demon does not a proper babysitter make.
Hello? Xander, have you met your girlfriend?
Oh, surprise! And here I thought we might go one whole day without referring to my demon days. Read any interesting dark books lately, Will?
Children, please.
She started it!
That's enough. Now, where's that ledger?
Under the veil. Valence. It's, the new magic box, Window Valence. That's where it is.
Oh, well, it's a bit frilly for my taste, but I'll leave those decisions to you, Anya. You'll be in charge of all of this soon enough. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Demi-plié, relevé, grand plié, and second, and repeat.
I can't believe I let you talk me into this, Donnie.
Sorry, misery loves company, Janice.
Please! You totally love this floofy tutu ballet crap. Try to deny it.
Fine, you caught me. I'm a prima wannabe, but it's the first thing I've ever been good at.
Wunderbar, Miss Summers, perfect arabesque. Perhaps you could turn your duckling friend here into a swan as well.
If I'm a duckling, then he's a freaking hippopotamus. Can you imagine our Schlemmer in a tutu?
No, I'm suddenly having bad flashbacks to the Halloween when Xander rented Fantasia instead of Phantasm. Ugh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
All right. So that's it for today. Auf Wiedersehen, class. See you next week. Don't forget to practice your roi de jambe and your passé.
You want to sleep over tonight? I think there's a John Hughes marathon on. I know how you crush on Jake from 16 Candles.
He's totally my future ex-husband. Sounds cool. I'll bring the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that's my mom. You need a ride?
Nah, someone's picking me up.
Cool. Laters.
Bye. At least I hope someone is picking me up. Oh, great.
Xander, will you help me wrangle this box to the back room? I don't want to break a nail.
What? Are you like channeling Cordelia or something?
Fine. I just don't want to carry it. And you're so big and strong.
Now you're talking. A little false flattery and I'm putty in your well-manicured hand.
Valance. It's a veil. A beautiful veil. Because Xander and I are going to get married. And we won't be inviting any red-headed lesbians or stuffy drunk Brits to see me become Mrs. Anna Manuela Jenkins Harris.
Try it on.
I'll just try it on.
Yes, try it on.
There. It's perfect. It's perfect. So pretty. Oh, we should get married in the spring.
Yes, in the spring. The flowers.
And the lilies will be in bloom.
Blooming with blood. Smeared with the blood of your friends.
Is someone there?
Yes, Anyanka.
I'm not Anyanka anymore.
My wish is now your wish. Your wish is now my wish. Wish granted.
Anne, are you okay? Take that veil off before someone sees you.
What was that? I felt like this crazy magic spidey sense tingling, and then kapow! Glass breaks everywhere. Why is she wearing a valance on her head?
Friends of Anyanka? How can such a creature have companions?
Huh?
Your connection to this black demon dooms you. Dooms this entire village.
Ha ha! Very funny, Anya! Dark damned village of doom, check!
My wish is Anyanka's wish now.
Anya?
I don't think that's Anya, Xander. There's another presence in there.
What the devil is going on in here? Do I have to separate you three? Oh dear.
I was Magda, daughter of Yusuf, from the village of Tinotka. Then came Anyanka. Then Tinotka was no more. My father was no more. My love was no more. My life was no more. My wish is now her wish. Now you will be no more.
Hear me, elders of the upper reaches, elders of the lower reaches, elders of the dry lands, elders of the river flats. The soul that is trapped, let it revert to its true seat.
Your feeble magic won't work. There is no stopping me without destroying this human vessel.
Incurso!
She's gone! Willow, you killed Anya!
No. She teleported like a...
vengeance demon.
Giles, what's going on?
This is getting ridiculous, Air. We can't wait much longer. One of the Cold Ones has assembled all of those needed to be protected.
Passion is admirable, but we cannot act until the chain is active again.
Horse, the chain is dead. The protector is dead. The other is caged. We must act before the land of those who rest is destroyed.
Coyote, not all is dead. There are heroes in this place.
Fire, you're all warmth and light. Blah, blah, blah. Can't any of you see the uselessness of this? We haven't done a thing to help our fallen ones.
Patience, Coyote. The time will come and all will become clear. You are too close to the earth to see the plans of the Crying Woman and her child. The one who walks as a Cold One, but is filled with the warmth of love, will be the one to right past wrongs.
I hope for the sake of those we protect that you are right, Air. I hope you are right.
Hello? Willow? Tara? It's the forgotten orphan child forced to take icky public transit home from dance class since someone forgot about me, as usual.
Hello. How was your day?
Oh, hi, Buffybot. I killed the teacher with my toe shoes and gave the bus driver a lap dance to get a ride home.
That sounds exciting. Spike used to like it when I would...
Never tell me. Ever.
Why?
Because we don't usually talk about those things.
Are you sad? Would you like a hug?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
That's what sisters are for.
She never hugged me like that. I wish she was more like you sometimes. I wish you were more like her. Then I would have gotten hugs and kisses instead of, "Let me give my life for you, sister dear." But you're not her. God, I just wish she was here.
Wish who was here? Spike says the same thing to me. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. We can't mention the whole paradoxical Buffy thing. Never mind.
Why is your face leaking?
My face isn't leaking.
These are... tears. Perhaps you should go see Willow. She is very smart and helpful about things that make people sad. or Xander?
Yeah, none of them really care right now. I'm gonna go sleep over at Janice's house tonight, okay?
Okay, Don. Have a great time. It's time for my shift to the magic box soon. We're doing inventory again.
You, have fun with that. Yeah, gotta run. Bye.
Goodbye, Don. I will miss you.
Thanks.
Don't think about her lips. Don't think about her hair. Don't think about her eyes. Oh, especially not her eyes. Sod it. 140 days. 140 days, 9 hours and 15 minutes without her smile. Without her. I'll bugger this. Whoever it is, just bugger off.
It's just me, Spike.
Oh, a little bit. I'll come in.
What you doing?
Same old, same old. Picking out new wallpaper for the crypt and knitting some booties.
Ha ha.
What you coming around here for? I mean, not that I don't like your company and all, but, you know, your bleeding prison guards don't want you darkening my crypt door without their say-so.
I don't care what they think. They hardly know I exist. I might as well be invisible to them.
Best be careful what you wish for in this town.
Oh, like I'm going to go all Invisidon?
Well, stranger things have happened. Say, how's your sugar plum nonsense going?
Ballet is great. Herr Schlemmer says I'm a natural.
Ah, I remember my first ballerina. Oh, she had a neck that went on and on and...
Spike! Ew, gross!
Oh, right. Sorry. Still evil, you know.
Yeah, whatever. So what are you really doing tonight?
My buddy Clem's got a poker game going.
Ooh, can I come? I love poker. Is that like Go Fish?
No. Demons only. Look, isn't there some boy band you should be mooning over or something?
Yeesh. Who peed in Euro positive?
Little bit. It's not like I don't like you coming around, but I'm just getting tired of the sharp, pointy wooden death threats of disapproval from the Bloodhound gang, you know?
Fine. I didn't want to go to your crummy poker game anyway. And you smell!
Oh, come on now. You know that I'm here for you. I made a promise to a girl.
To Buffy? You really did love her, didn't you?
Yeah.
But she never kept her promises. Why should you?
Now, Dawn... Look, let's just walk you home. I doubt Buffy would approve of me bringing you to a demon poker game, though you would be a stunning distraction.
Spike, it's only 7 o'clock. I am perfectly capable of walking myself home without the dramatic flaming torch escort, but thanks for the offer.
All right, well, off you go then. It'll be dark soon. And, I know you exist, and I do care, and if you tell anyone about this tender moment, then I'll rip your preteen throat out, okay?
Okay. And thanks, Spike. And you don't really smell either.
Bye. Crazy bird.
Vampire.
Oh, goody. Another crazy bird. Is there some sort of sign on the crypt door? Nutty females, please enter. How do you even get in here?
I am Magda. Anyanka is no more. Soon this village will be no more.
Huh. Well, that's a new one.
I was drawn to this place of death. I felt the hundreds of spirits longing for revenge on the living. Their wish is my wish.
That doesn't sound very promising.
These spirits cannot harm you. You have no soul to displace. But the rest of the humans here will soon be passengers in their own skins.
So, you're not human then, right?
No, I am the Dubuque. My spirit has claimed the human body of Anyanka.
Been wanting to do that for quite a while.
Anya has been possessed by a Dibuk. Its origins lie in Jewish folklore and the Kabbalah.
Willow, did you know about this?
Oh, sure, Xander. At my bat mitzvah, the spirit of my late Uncle Sidney possessed me and made me sing Old Man River.
You sang Old Man River? How did I miss that?
I believe she's putting you on, Xander. A Dibuk is a spirit with unfinished business. It clings to a human host, usually one with some sort of connection to the Dibuk in life. A dead husband's taking over their widows, fathers living out their lives in their sons' bodies.
Sort of like Catherine Madison and poor Amy.
Similar, yes. But in that case, their souls were simply transferred to different bodies. The Dibuk simply pushes the host's soul out of the way and may eventually replace it completely.
To make with the extracurricular evil from beyond the grave?
No, that's not necessarily true. A Dibuk need not be sinister. In fact, there are records of Dibuk joining with host for good as well. For example, a grandmother helping a grandchild find a hidden will and jewels, or a stronger soul helping a weaker one fight back and learn from their mistakes.
So then why is this particular Casper trying to muscle in on my girlfriend?
Well, from what I gathered, this Magda must be one of Anyanka's unfortunate victims.
She said something that sounded like Coco Latkes, I think.
Chetnotka. It's in Russia. Or rather, it was in Russia. The Benevian records show that the entire village was decimated in 1731 by a pack of Priamoto demons. During a town celebration, possibly a wedding, there wasn't much left to identify.
Wedding? This is so not good.
But why the ghostly revenge now? Why not a couple of years ago when she was all evil and wish-granty?
It could be anything. The invading soul is drawn to the host through a breach, usually the result of physical or emotional turmoil. Often an item is a trigger, something priceless to the spirit that is passed on to the host. A necklace, a lock of hair, a watch, or...
The veil. Valence. I mean, Anya got it today.
Where? How?
On eBay. That's gotta be the trigger that cued the Caspertastrophe.
I can trace it. What's her ID?
Money, honey buns.
Pardon, what was that?
Money, honey buns.
Here it is. The seller's ID is DH Rule Z, but the item description says it's an antique veil.
What was that?
See for yourself.
Ah, yes, yes, it's a wedding veil from Russia, circa 1730s. Spike, what the?
Nearly got burnt up bringing home your sweetie bear. Though she seems to have a stowaway on board.
What did you do to her?
What did I do? She's the one who poofed into my crypt and raised a bloody army of spooks. I had to sock her one good and it didn't hurt a bit. Sorry to say, she's not human.
Thank you, Spike, for that expert analysis.
Get out of here, Spike.
Oh, don't worry, I've got no time for your thank yous. I was planning to jet before the zombie nation arrives anyway.
Zombies?
Look for yourself if you don't believe me. There's a whole mess of ghosties wearing the fine citizens of Sunnydale like meat suits.
Oh dear, he's right. There's at least 50 or more walking this way.
You call that walking? Looks like the Monty Python Funny Walkathon.
What do they want?
Incense?
I doubt they're the Gaia power candle type.
Got any brain-scented candles?
They're not zombies in the Romero sense of the word.
Like anyone would want to eat your brains.
Where are the wooden pointy things when you need them?
Willow, can you hold them off with a protective spell?
Protect me with all your might, goddess moon and stars of night.
What are you looking at? Is there something that needs slaying?
What's it doing here?
I have come to fulfill my employment obligations, but my friends need protecting. I will stay to slay and make you all safe.
Xander, would you please take Buffybot to the office so we can talk for a moment?
Sure. I like the office. I can file things. Does this mean you are all safe? I wouldn't want anyone to...
How do we stop the Diebook without hurting those people out there? They've all been body-jacked.
He's already started alphabetizing your tea collection or something. What do we do, G-Man?
Well, the Diebook will not leave until the spirit...
Until the spirit has its recompense, its resolution, its peace.
Tara, when did you get here? What's wrong, baby?
This host called me. A kindred spirit with strong magics of her own.
Oh, goddess, that's not Tara!
I sensed her closeness and love for you all. I knew she could lead me back to you, Rupert.
Wait, I know that voice.
No, it can't be.
Jenny? Yes, it's me. The Daibu called all the spirits lingering here in this plane to take over a human and serve her. Most of the lost souls are too weak to disobey her. Some have been lured by her promise to permanently give them a second chance at life in their new bodies and displace the original soul for good. We have to stop her.
Jenny, I need you to know.
Rupert, I know. I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to end like that. There was so much I wanted to tell you, so much I wanted to do.
Oh, Jenny, I've missed you terribly. I know you can't forgive me.
Oh, Rupert, shh. It's okay. There is nothing to forgive, but we have to hurry. We don't have much time. None of us do. We need to stop Magda.
Oh, what about that creepy short chick from Poltergeist? Oh, and we need tennis balls, rope, a bathtub, a closet, a TV, and maybe some Jell-O. What was her name? Orangina or something.
It's Tangina, and she's fictional, you dolt.
We need to break the link between Magda and your friend Anya. If we can break her hold, the rest of the spirits will depart as well. She is their link to this plane.
You as well?
Yes. My stay here will be brief, I'm sorry to say.
The veil, maybe. I mean, if we burn it, will she go away?
No. We'll need the veil to pull the Daibuk from its prey.
How?
I'll need your help, Willow.
Me?
Your power is unmistakable, but we'll need more.
Okay. What else?
A quorum of 10 for the ritual. The Daibuk is deeply ingrained in Jewish mysticism.
10? That'll be tricky.
We're a few Scoobies short of the gang at the moment. Hey, you kind of count for 2, though, right?
Technically, no. But for our purposes, it'll fly.
Who else can we call?
What about the littlest Selmers?
No. No, you keep her out of this. You're not doing that again.
I don't think we have a choice, Spike. I could call Jonathan Levinson. He's handy with his spellbook. Oh, and Jewish, too, if it helps. Maybe he knows a few people.
Yes, get them. We've got work to do if we want to save Sunnydale from the same fate as Janotka.
Giles, I'm done arranging your tea. What else can I do to help? I have saved Sunnydale countless times.
Sure, I can walk myself home. If I could find my way back out of this flippin' cemetery. You think I know this place was so big? Oh, perfect. Only I could get lost in the stupid cemetery during Night of the Living Dead. Way to go, Dawn. And now you're talking to yourself like a crazy person. All I need is to fall into an empty grave and make this evening complete. Ouch. A little help here? Anyone? Please don't be a zombie.
Hello?
Hi. Can you help me out of here? I think I might have turned my ankle a bit.
That depends. Are you one of them?
One of who?
Well, I guess that's a no. Take my hand.
Thanks. I didn't know how I was gonna... Wait. You're not the nice hero. You're Javert.
Ow! What was that for?
You killed Candace. And I should be going.
Wait. Mon petit fleur. What's your hurry? I don't often find pure little flowers in the cemetery. What brings you here?
Visiting a friend.
A friend in the cemetery?
I mean my family.
Ah, I see. I'm an orphan as well. Our meeting must have been fated. Perhaps I can save you from some of the more unsavory types that seem to be roaming tonight?
Okay. I just need to grab something out of my bag.
Huh. Why the squirt gun? Ah! I can't wait to drink your blood like I did your little friend.
Ew. That's just gross.
Ah!
Can you feel how we're fated to be now, Pepe Le Pew? Smell you later, lover boy.
Ah, I'll be seeing you soon, girl. Next time, less flirting, more biting.
This is so cool, Willow. Do you need me to do a spell? I got this awesome magic bone that summons...
Jonathan, I want nothing to do with your magic bone, ever. Just sit in the circle and be quiet.
Okay. You already know Warren, and you remember Andrew.
Who? I mean, I do.
You know, Tugger's brother.
Greetings. Know the way of the dark side, do I?
Bloody brilliant. Wicket and Princess Leia here. Let the jamboree begin.
I like to think I'm more of a Han Solo type, or perhaps a Nordic Lando Calrissian.
Can we get on with it already?
Hey, Spike. How's the bot working out for you? I've been working on some new sub-programs that might interest you.
Get away from me, Geek King.
Hello, everyone. This is Dawn's best friend, Janice.
What's she doing here?
I was trying to be helpful. That is what I do. I help the helpless.
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
Wow. Looks like you've already added some upgrades to the bot.
What do you mean, bot?
Why don't you just go be helpful in the... training room. I'm sure there are boxes that need slang.
Yeah, good idea, Xander. Buffybot, go practice being helpful in there for a while. Okay, Willow. If that's what you need.
Man, Dawn's sister's a total spaz.
Why is that girl tied to a chair?
Janice, we're rehearsing a play.
A seance play. You want to help?
Sure, I guess. As long as it's not a Ouija board. I swore off those last Halloween.
Whoa. Check out the fresh and tender meat.
Warren, she's like 15.
Your point being?
Creep.
I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
No time for that now, Rupert. Janice gives us quorum. We must begin before it's too late.
Right. It's been ages since I've been to a proper exorcism. Well, not counting the movie, of course.
Willow, light the white candles. Spike, take the chauffeur horn and blow it when I give you the signal. Everyone, circle around Anya. Now. We need someone who can recite the adjuration in purity.
That means what?
She means a virgin, you bloody git. My money's on Sven Calrissian there.
I'll have you know, I'm dating a supermodel from Canada. Why don't you recite the admiration and I'll blow the chauffeur?
All too easy. I can't even go there. It's beneath me.
Xander.
Please, shut up. Does anyone else meet the criteria?
Janice?
Are you kidding me? No way am I divulging my sexual history to a bunch of freakazoids and mouth breathers.
Does sex with robots count?
Ew, gross.
All right, I'm a virgin. Not that I haven't had plenty of chances.
Sure. You're a role model for us all.
Thank you, Jonathan. If you'll just read these words. I need the rest of you to focus completely on Anya and remain in the circle.
I adjure you, the pure and holy angels, Michael, Gabriel, Shuvael, Ahadriel, Zumtiel, Yachutrael, Zumstiel, by 72 names, I adjure you.
He's not going to read all 72, is he?
Shut up, Warren.
Lekush and all your retinue, Agrat, Bat, Malkat and all your retinue, and Zmamit and all your retinue, Kapkafuni, the queen of demons.
Oh, I know her. We had a drink in a pub once on.
A thousand times.
And those demons that were spawned on the twilight of the sixth day of creation, I command that you bring forth the clinging spirit of... Who?
Magda!
The clinging spirit of Magda, by the utterance of the Watchers and the Holy Ones. Thou Lilith, Hag, and Snatcher.
Hey now, I object to that.
Willow, please, this is not the time for political correctness.
I adjure you to turn away from Anya. With these names, I adjure you to leave your host. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
No, I am not finished. I want my vengeance. He promised me recompense.
Who promised?
Nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the plague that ravages at noon.
Anyanka granted me a wish. I was in love with a poor boy, a tailor, but my father did not approve.
Oh, I know this one. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me.
Ow!
He hit me.
Bloody right I did.
Yes, thank you, Spike. We owe you a debt of gratitude.
Shall 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, and near you it shall not come.
My dress and bridal veil fell like a funeral shroud. I wished for a way out. That is when Anyanka came. She stopped my wedding to a man I did not love by destroying my entire village, my father, my home, and the man I loved. I only wanted freedom from a loveless marriage, not the devastation of everything I have ever cared for. In my grief, I took my own life.
Keep going, Jonathan. It's working.
You need simply watch. The punishment of the wicked you will see.
But Anya has changed. She's not Anyanka anymore.
I have been waiting in Gehenna all these years for my chance to take back what should have been mine. To reclaim the life that she took. He promised me.
No evil shall befall you. No affliction come near your tent. For he commands the angels to guard you in all your ways.
I had a distinct ringing in my ears. And, oh, look, I see you've gotten my little Crackerjack prize.
Duffin, I should have known.
Yes. Did Anya like the veil? You can let her know I'll be leaving positive feedback for her on eBay. I'm a power seller, you know.
That was you? You set us up!
No, you have it all wrong. I am trying to save an old friend and employee from herself. Anya has spent too much time among you inferior beings. She has gotten soft, and is about to make the biggest mistake of her human life. I am merely showing her the error of her current path.
Oh, I see, and destroying the entire town of Sunnydale is just an added benefit to this friendly intervention.
Well, mostly I was just improvising a bit, but yes. Evidently this one isn't going to work out like I'd hoped.
What? You are betraying me as well?
And you had such promise, too, Magda. But that's the problem with the new recruits these days. They can never seem to carry a project through to its resolution.
No!
Uh-oh. Protection spell just went boom.
Magda, this is not the way. You want peace, not vengeance. Let go of the hate that is binding your heart.
What do you know of pain? Why should I let this monster Anyanka find the happiness that she denied me in life? Why should I let any of you find happiness?
I know about vengeance. Four generations of my family were dedicated to it. That kind of hate poisons the soul. The Calderish clan's thirst for vengeance was its downfall. My downfall as well.
Calderash? Oh, I am a big fan of your family's work. I had your Uncle Enyos in the All-Stars of the Apocalypse office pool. I was this close to winning the golf weekend in Hilton Head. Oh well, que sera sera. Lloyd has his money on your vampire pal Spike here.
Me? I bring the apocalypse. Hurrah for me.
No, no, he has you down to stop the apocalypse, actually. He'll never get that cruise to Aruba, silly man.
They are coming for you.
Gee, Willow, it's been swell. Up to the killer zombie part. Call us again soon.
Yeah, we need to run away now. Oh, look, what a great storeroom. They won't mind if we barricade ourselves in here, will they? Oh, wow, my dry erase board!
Come on, let's go!
Oh my god! That's my ballet teacher! Is he a zombie? I totally knew there was something weird about him.
Janice, get down!
Magda, you have to stop this. Let go. Gun Eden awaits you. Paradise is on the other side of the River of Light. You don't belong to this world anymore.
Then why do you linger here, Spirit? Why do you not follow your own advice?
I had unfinished business of my own, but now it's time for both of us to leave.
Jenny, I have something...
Sorry, Ruby. It's my turn to cross the river now. I wish we had more time. Then and now.
Yes, but I just want to say...
I already know. You don't need to say it. Goodbye.
I hate to break up this hallmark moment, but can we speed up this little seance before we're all disembodied?
Spike, blow the shofar now.
No!
No!
What is it?
The way to Gan Eden! The river!
Look! Something's coming out of the people!
The lost souls, they're crossing over.
It worked! The portal is closed.
How did I get here?
Well, what kind of nonsense is this? Janice, is this some sort of prank?
Oh my god! Like, who are you people? Gross! Is that a mummy hand?
That guy has horns.
Uh-oh. We're closed. Time to leave. Shoo!
Janice, will you escort Herr Schlemmer back to the school?
Yeah. Sure. I guess. Is the rehearsal over?
What? Oh, right. Yeah, that was all play rehearsal.
Those were some wild special effects. But the script is really weird.
Yeah, I am a master at the pyro.
Cool, well, tell Donnie when you're performing and maybe I'll come and see it. But you should really recast the blonde guy. His accent is totally fake-sounding. Later!
What did she just say?
Spike, never mind that now.
Han, are you in there?
Oh.
Anya?
Xander. Oh, what happened? Why am I tied to a chair? I thought you said no special games in the store before closing.
Well, I'll be off now. It's been an entertaining visit. I'll be seeing you soon, Anyanka. And Miss Rosenberg? It's always a pleasure. You're my second square in the apocalypse pool. Don't let me down. TTFN.
Wait. What did he mean by that?
Willow?
Tara, baby, are you okay?
Yeah. It was sort of like being in the driver's ed car with two steering wheels, only my wheel didn't work.
Yeah.
Who was that? The spirit in me?
I'll explain that all later.
Jenny Callender. She was my...
Oh.
Yes, well, if everyone's all right, I... Good work, all. If you excuse me, I need to go.
Giles, wait.
Yes, Tara.
She loved you. She'd been waiting all this time for a chance to tell you she's sorry, and she never blamed you. I just thought you should know that.
Thank you very much, Tara.
You think he'll be okay?
If by okay you mean sauced and teetering on the brink, then yeah, he'll be fine.
This could send him over the edge.
Or away completely. He'll leave for sure now.
Well, it's official, Lon. No more eBay for you.
Oh, my buddy Clem knows this guy who made a killing sending Gavrok spiders to this bloke in Cleveland. It's big demon business nowadays.
Oh, great. Like we don't have enough with the demons we've got here in Sunnydale. Now we have to worry about sinister.com companies and demonic web entrepreneurs.
Who do you think invented the internet? It wasn't a geek in Silicon Valley. Well, it was, but the geek had three eyes and spines down his back.
The three awkward boys ran away with the large box. Shall I chase them?
Tempting, but nah, let them go. Actually, Jonathan was pretty helpful. Perhaps we should give him a Scooby Junior Varsity letter or something.
Yeah, I feel kind of sorry for the guy sometimes. And then I remember that Jonathan swimsuit calendar and the distrust flares up. But still, we all made a pretty good team.
Yay, us!
I hate to rain on your victory parade, but where's the littlest Summer's gone to? If you're all here, who's watching out for her?
Oh, crap.
Is Dawn in trouble? I will save her. That is what sisters are for.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Hey, everybody. J.C. Hutchins here. You probably know me from the award-winning Seventh Son podcast novel trilogy or my Ultra Creatives interview series. And you probably know that I'm a shameless, if tactful, self-promoter. Ah, but here's the plot twist. I'm here to promote someone other than me. Now give me a minute to talk to you about SobCon 2008. Now, SobCon is a conference created by Liz Strauss. If you don't know the name, you oughta. She's a professional blogger and career advisor. She's very influential in the online space. And she created SobCon as a way for folks like me and you, so-called average people, embrace their creative passions and start online businesses. This is SobCon's second year. Last year, the conference was covered by the Chicago Sun-Times and Business Week. It's a mashup event that's part seminar, part conference, part deep networking event. Attendees spend quality time face-to-face with some of the most highly networked business bloggers online. You'll get to cut to the core of what online business you'd like to start, consult with experts there in the room, and build a soup-to-nuts real business plan that you can put into action immediately. This is Biz School for bloggers, folks, and it's good to know the business of running a great blog, whether you blog for money or entertainment. The event takes place from May 2nd to the 4th, and you can find out more information at sobevent.com. That's sobevent.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Come on, let me in. You guys, this isn't funny. I've been chased by Javert and my zombie ballet teacher. I'm not in the mood for this. This is why I totally need a cell phone.
Bonjour, Asefie. Now we get to have an encore.
This episode is a production of Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Clay Robeson, Kliss, Nick Edwards, Kim Butler, Tabitha Grace Smith, Brian Brown, Larissa Majovich, John Noble, Rita K. Sanders, Kenzie Schwartz, and Leanne O'Hara. Original music for this episode is by Austin Wintry. Visit him at austinwintry.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Javert is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written by Allie Renee Greaves. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Andrew Ball as De Hoffren, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Patrick as the Priomoto Demon, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Brian Brown as Giles, Mad Scientist as Willow, Andy from the Andy cast as Herr Schlemmer, Rachel as Janice, Tasha as Dawn, Liana as Dybuck, Paul Mackey as Javert, Aaron Bates as Justin, Scott Tofty as Zach, Girl Pyre as Carolyn, Kim Butler as the Buffy Bot, Nick Edwards as Spike, Emily C. as Jenny, Eddie as Jonathan, Jason Nelson, a.k.a. Fozzie Bear 13, as Andrew, Scott Corelli as Warren, Cy Crazy as the Magic Box customer, Larissa Majovich as Teenager, Cliss as Tara, Laura as Horse, Andrew Ball as Coyote, Barbara Youngbauer as Fire, and Christiana Ellis as Air. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley. The producers of Buffy Between the Lines would like to remind you that stealing mystical objects and selling them on eBay will only get you into trouble. Also, will stealing items of historical significance and selling them on eBay. We're talking to you, Dr. Steve.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me. Oh, like I'm going to go... Ugh, let me try that again. Oh, like I'm going to go all and visit... Nah, let me try that one more time.
Felt the hundreds of spirits longing for revenge on the... And then that. She keeps messing up.
Ha. Ha. Very funny. And my hips are not load-bearing.
The lost souls, they're crossing over.
The lost souls, they're crossing... Go over, damn it, Spock.
What you coming around here for? Oh, I mean, not like I don't like your company and all, but, you know, your bleeding prison guards don't want you to... I'm going to have to read that line again, so shit.